coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg from the home office at Rideau Carleton Raceway. We've got some positive news from the racing scene in Alberta to tell you about. The race dates for the coming year have been set in that province, and it looks like a really healthy schedule of live harness racing across Wild Rose Country. We'll speak to Shirley McClellan, the chair of Horse Racing Alberta, about that on this edition of Trot Radio. Shirley McClellan, the chair of Horse Racing Alberta, on the other end of my line. Shirley, good to have you with us again on Trot Radio.
Thank you, Norm. Good to be with you.
122 dates and a stakes season with over $2 million in purses. This schedule basically ensures year-round racing in Alberta. Got to be pleased with that.
Well, pleased. It's a bit of a struggle in Alberta, you know, with our track situation. But the horsemen come through in the end and work it out.
And it's being spread across the province, with the exception, of course, of Calgary, because you've got, Northlands is going to be having a somewhat extended meet. You've got Lacombe, you've got all those other places.
Yeah, I think it's going to work well for the horsemen, as good as we can do, given the circumstances we have. We miss having Calgary as a venue. It's a great racing community, and we really miss it.
That leads me to my very next question. Thanks for the segue. How are things progressing? What have you heard about the Balzac project? We hear what we know from Max Gibb. What have you, Shirley McClellan, heard?
Well, probably the same things that you have. They're working very hard to get their financial situation in hand. They go back in February for I think what would be kind of the final
an attempt to get funding secured.
Well, on building the track comes
right.
Next,
right.
And Max talked a little bit about that with the horsemen. They're still very committed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they need help. But they still are very committed to building the track in Calgary. But they had to get through this other part of their of the issues first, and that's what they're concentrating on. And they hope to have that all completed by the middle of February.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And Max had told me in a previous edition of this program that. He's got $10 million pledged from the current backers. If the people on that project can get another 10 on their own, that should get it done. Easier said than done, but we'll certainly wish them the best of luck with that. Let's talk about the stakes schedule. Starts on April 9th with the Wild Rose Pace. $2 million in stakes money, not bad at all.
We're pleased with the schedule. Again, you know, I don't want anybody in the industry to jump up and say, how can she say that? But given the circumstances we have better, I think, a better meet in Northlands.
Mm-hmm.
We start there on the 5th of February and go through into April, and then we will be in Lacombe for 50 days of racing, which is a beautiful track. Quite a bit of work has been done on it, and they're working on the grandstand facilities now. I had a few track issues last year. It was a brand new track, late frost, but I think those have been dealt with. It's a mild track, great
yeah.
Run on, and good central location for the horsemen, which will, you know, given the present economics in the world, no different in the horse racing industry, should help get there. Good racing country. Central Alberta has a long history of being interested in horse racing and participating, so we're looking for good crowds. We had pretty good ones last year for our short meet there.
Mm-hmm.
Without promoting it.
Yeah, it was done by the seat of the pants, proverbially.
Right, I was there for four of the weekends we raced there, and it was fun.
Good stuff. Now, let me ask you, on January 20th, you gathered all the industry participants, Standardbred, T-Bred, that's a hard one, and Quarter Horse for a strategy session. Tell us about what was accomplished there.
Yeah, well, I mean, we included all of the tracks. in that meeting. So it was truly a complete industry session. So really what we did, we went, as Horse Racing Alberta, we kind of gave an overview of this is where we are, this is what we see for 2010. It's your industry, now you come, you know, with two or three solutions from each group and see if we can't get something that will move us forward in a positive direction. They will bring back to our board recommendations they have in June. They will bring them back to the industry in May and then to our board in June. There's another group that are looking at wagering. Are there things we could do to make product more attractive? And that group will do the same thing and feed into the first group and bring recommendations.
I want to follow up on your item about wagering, because I'm just wondering if you've heard from the people at Canada One Racing, whom, as you know, their goal is to try and establish a national type of wager that would tie into all the Canadian harness tracks. Any word from those folks yet?
That was discussed only briefly, because everything had to be kind of on a brief point.
Mm-hmm.
This committee will certainly be interested in looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, there's some other things that we've talked about. We said, are we racing the right days? If there's a full load on the weekends, would we be better to try racing Monday or a Tuesday or another day of the week where our signal would be more attractive? We have very good racing in Alberta. We have very good horses, very good drivers.
That's an interesting point, because I know the strategy at a lot of other tracks, and it surrounds the Woodbine handle, is to try and position yourself around Woodbine so that by the time they're wrapped up, your track is still going, our track is still going, and then we become the girls that look prettier at closing time.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably a crash way of putting it, but it would seem to be the right type of strategy.
We've had some good discussions with BC.
Okay.
And talked about how we could coordinate our race dates as well.
The name of Al Lennox has been bandied about as the possible new COO of Horse Racing Alberta. Can you tell us about that, or is it true, number one? Number two, how is the search progressing now?
Well, Al Lennox.
Not to be confused with Earl Lennox.
Yeah, Al Lennox is our head of regulatory in Horse Racing Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
So we have proposed and had our board accept a recommendation. We had a committee that mm-hmm. That worked on the selection, and we are so in the process now of discussing contracts with this individual, and we hope that we will have a public announcement very soon.
Well, continued success, and keep up the good work over there, Shirley. Will you let us know when the new COO is named?
Absolutely, Norm.
We look forward to it. Thanks so much for being on Trot Radio.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.